This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We almost forget to do it, but there is a football-related Bumbleyer Wednesday. Can we get a landlord to give a student their house deposit back? A new game asking people on the streets, did you do bits last night? And tonight's commentator of the actual match, Clive Tilsley, turns up on Bangers. A lot of excitement here today. A lot of excitement. Sorry, Scotland. Sorry, Wales. Sorry, Northern Ireland. I just need to say that. I am thinking of you today. I am.
I think everyone can respect when you get to this stage of a World Cup, though, what's going on. I mean, this is huge.
It's a bit like when we were at the Euros in Paris and we went to the Wales match. You know what I mean? We got fully involved, didn't we?
Yeah, that was wicked.
I don't know why I'm finding these messages so funny, but I am. Have you seen BBC Sport today? They've got like various people, hugely famous people, doing messages of good luck for England tonight.
I've not seen this yet. I've seen a lot of stuff around Wimbledon, but yeah, I've not seen this.
So they got this from Drake at Wimbledon the other day.
What's up? This is Drake. Wishing England good luck. You know what time it is. Come on, England.
Actual Drake there.
Come on, England.
And I don't know why I find this one so funny, because I don't think it's supposed to be. But here's Mary Berry.
We were so proud of you last week, and you're going to win, and we're all behind you. Good luck.
Say England. Or doesn't she know?
I really like that. I wish there was a sort of baking reference in there, though.
I know.
That would have been nice.
Don't come away with a soggy bottom.
No soggy bottoms.
We were
all right.
So
always
proud
a soggy
of you
bottom.
Last week, and you're going to win, and we're all behind you.
Oh,
good
I love
luck.
Her.
She is going to make a banging cake if England get through. You just
so
know
is.
It.
Yeah, she'll be baking all the way through the game. Right, we've got bangers at 2:40 today, and another student needs our help with getting their rent back on the house at 1:40.
Scott Mills.
Are we allowed to explain the situation that's going on in the studio today? Like, what's the rules here?
I mean, I don't see why not.
It's kind of bizarre.
We've got an intern for the day.
And it is, do you know what's really lovely on this show? It's great that we can have this and people come and sit in and learn about different things that are going on the show. And
I don't know what they're going to learn.
But all of a sudden, Molly King walked in, and I was like, hey, you all right? As if, like, she's going to come and have a conversation, but you've sat down as if, like, you're, like I don't know, work experience
work, I feel
or
like the work experience.
Well, you're on the air 3 days a week.
I'm basically just studying Scott and Chris, how they do it.
Are you?
Yeah.
I love that.
That's honest.
You're going to learn nothing.
This is great. So how's this going to work? Are you going to make the teas and everything
no,
as well?
She's just going to sit right here next to me.
Yeah, that's why I've sat this next to great. Scott, not yeah. next to you,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, fair enough.
But
fair enough.
If Molly just pipes up during the show, that's why, because she just
we've just had the most dreadful football chat off air that I've been involved in.
Why?
But it's great that everyone's getting involved.
What was the question?
Well, I was saying, because you're saying you're well excited for tonight, and Molly is as well, and I said, yeah, but are you actually enjoying the football, or are you just enjoying the kind of party of it? So I said, well, who would you start? Would Sterling play, for example? Like, what, you know, what could England do differently?
Well, the thing is with him, he has kept them occupied.
He has kept them occupied. Scott. Which is a phrase that I've heard you use more than once.
What do you think, Mo?
I mean, I would start Sterling. He has been starting, hasn't he?
He has been starting.
See, I think if it's not broke...
It's not been great.
If it's not broke, though, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks for football knowledge there from Radio 1. Thank you.
Here we go.
Hope that helps. Here we go.
BBC Radio 1 Summer Mix.
Today.
The greatest World Cup anthems.
That is everything.
BBC Radio 1 Summer Mix.
30 minutes of the biggest tunes. Listen this afternoon at 3:30.
Scott Mills.
Right, so it's coming up to the end of term for students. Some people are leaving forever. Some people are just changing houses, you know, like you just move from one to the other.
Yeah.
And the question that everyone always gets faced with at this time is, well, I get my deposit back, because it's normally quite a lot of money.
Well, it's especially normally quite hard to get that deposit back. I'll be honest with you, when you've partied hard for a year and done what you need to do. I mean, on a personal level, I had to glue plenty of things together in the hope that that would just hold things enough that it would work. I had a light that didn't work where I had a bottle of like champagne or something.
Oh, and someone's doing well.
No, listen. Popped the cork on that and took out a light bulb. It, honestly, true story, and broke the sort of side piece to the light. So I didn't have a light all year. I used a desk lamp.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
The problem is that's fine as long as your kind of house inspection isn't in the evening when it's dark.
I would put money on the fact that you've never got a deposit back ever.
I don't think I have, no.
And you really need that money, because if there's a lot of you sharing, it's a lot of cash.
Well, they're impressive if you can do the light bulb with a,
yeah, I mean,
with
yeah,
a cork.
Fair play, you know. There was one house that I rented once where I had to, well, the sofa ended up being held up by baked bean cans. So that didn't get that back.
Is that the sofa you've told me about before?
No, that's the
sofa that you then found somewhere else.
No, that's the other sofa.
On a different video.
Molly King is watching the show today. I bet you've always got your deposit back.
Always got it back.
Of course you have.
Of course you do.
Yes. Right, so Cody, you're in this situation, right?
I am.
Okay, so where's the flat?
It's a house in Leeds, in Hyde Park.
And the clean-up for the house was all good?
Yeah, well, I think so. Considering there was 8 people living there, I thought it was all right.
Right, who did the cleaning?
I wouldn't like to say all of us chipped in, but I definitely did my part.
Yeah, I really angered one of my housemates. One of my housemates hated me, Scott, because when it came to the big house cleanup, like I did my room and I did it like a token bit with everything else, but it wasn't to their standards.
Yeah.
She was so rude to me.
I can imagine. Everyone needs to chip in on this, you know?
Yeah, they do. But unfortunately, I don't think they did.
Okay, so can you talk me through the state of the house? What was it like?
Well, it was tidy. I don't think it was clean. It was tidy. It might have been the odd hole in the wall, but that definitely wasn't for me, so I feel like I should deserve my deposit back.
Oh, so there's the odd hole in the wall. How many were talking?
Just the one.
Okay.
That I know anyway.
Okay. How did you fill that in? Was that just a piece of paper or something?
I'm not going to lie. I don't think it got filled in.
Oh. Okay. And do we know how that happened? Can we remember?
No, I wasn't there. I come back and it was just there.
Yeah, but like, you know what happened, right?
No.
You do, but yeah. Okay. Was everything cleared, like in the bathroom, like toothbrushes and that?
Well, there's 3 bathrooms in the house and I only cleaned one of them.
Oh, God.
Because I thought, I'm cleaning my own. I'm not cleaning anyone else's stuff up.
What were the other ones like? Did you look?
They weren't too healthy, to be honest, I don't think.
Oh, see, bathrooms is going to be the clincher for you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Especially the boys upstairs, I think. And that was the downfall to the house, not going to lie.
Any food left in the cupboards that might be going off?
I think there was like the odd like cracked Budweiser that like couldn't be scraped out of the freezer. So I think that was still there before we left.
Oh, that's annoying.
Making it worse.
They'll get you on that. Yeah. What about the wildlife there?
To be honest, I think it was actually in an all right standard compared to the other student houses I've seen.
Any vermin, rats, pigeons?
Oh no, not that I've seen. No.
Not that you've seen.
No.
Mice? Any mice?
Hopefully not, no. I didn't see anything whilst I was... Actually, no. No, no, no.
Okay.
I've got a good idea of your house now, actually. So I think it's like you've done a good job. There's been a sort of token attempt at hoovering, but...
It looks lived in.
Yeah, it very much lived in. Do you know what the word that comes to mind when you describe your house? Stains.
Yeah.
I can almost see stains.
Carpet stains?
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Needs a good bit of paint.
Sofa
wall
stains.
Yeah. Sofa stains.
Yeah. And the odd hole.
Stains is a good shout, Chris.
Yeah. Stains and pubes.
True.
Yeah, in the upstairs bathroom, definitely so.
Right, there we are. You just know it, don't you? You really need your deposit back, don't you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm going to Ibiza in September and I want to book a few events now while I can. Well,
right.
Hopefully I will be able to.
Have you booked anything yet?
No, I've not booked anything yet, but I've looked at a few.
Right, so you've got flights to pay for, you need accommodation. That ain't cheap in Ibiza.
No, that's all sorted. It is just the event.
Oh, yeah, it's the event.
That's great. This is like a game show. So it's like the optional extras that you could afford if you get your deposit money back.
Exactly.
Otherwise, not happening, is it?
Nope.
Okay, so events in Ibiza, once again, not cheap. What have you been looking at?
I've had a look at like Eric Prydz and Danny Howard, Chasing Space. Something to do that's a bit decent.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if you could do something decent when you're out there.
Yeah.
But it does rely on the money coming back from the deposit, doesn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
What we're going to do during the course of the show is we're going to try and speak to your landlord, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know whether it'll be on air or off air. It depends what they want to do. But at some point, we are going to speak to them and we're going to go hard on trying to get your money back for you, okay?
Oh, thank you.
It might well be that you were going to get your deposit back, you know? You never know how these things are going to play out. However, I can certainly say we won't harm the situation.
What do you think the chances are of getting it back?
I'm on the fence, to be honest. 50-50. Depends if she's in a good mood or not.
Have you met her before? Is she one of those that licks her finger and runs it round the rim of the door?
Right, so we're gonna call your landlord and we're going to try and get that deposit back, OK?
Yeah, lovely, yeah.
OK, and we can speak to you later in the show when we know, all right?
Yeah, thank
all right,
you.
I'll call you back. Love
all
you,
right.
Bye.
Bye. Scott
Mills. Hey, Cody.
Hi.
Right, OK, so here's the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have, during the show today, spoken to your landlord.
Oh.
Lovely lady. But she doesn't want to come on the radio and talk, okay?
Oh, no.
Right. I should point out as well, she's not been, like, licking the toilet or anything like that to check for dirt. I made a big mistake when I said that earlier. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say what she said, but obviously she doesn't want to come on the radio, okay?
Yeah.
She's aware that there is one hole in the wall. We have to make her aware of that, okay? Because she's going to see it. Yeah?
Yeah.
She's aware there are no vermin, no pigeons, no rats or mice. Not technically vermin.
Which is good news.
She's aware there's stains everywhere. Everywhere. Am I right?
You're not lying.
Yeah, and stains, different stains.
And she's aware that out of the three bathrooms, one is pretty clean, the other two, bang average, to be honest. And the one upstairs is full of pubes.
Yeah, it's quite...
Full of pubes.
Quite puby. It's been underlined, that.
Don't say puby ever again. It's worse than the actual word itself. Okay. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Based on all of the stuff that we've told your landlord, in percentage terms, you are getting this much of your deposit back.
Hello?
Are you ready for it?
Yeah, go on.
100%!
Yay! Buzzing, thank you so much.
It's fine. She was absolutely fine.
So much.
Absolutely
I'm
massive
so
news. Massive
great.
News.
You're going to Ibiza.
I knew she were a nice woman deep down.
Hey, listen, also, I was just thinking, you know you said you wanted to do something decent when you're in Ibiza?
Yeah.
And you were looking at Danny Howard?
Yeah.
We know him. I know Danny Howard. Because it's good when you know the DJ, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like it. Gets you in all sorts of places.
Also, he owes us favours.
Well.
Of all sorts.
All sorts. We've got stuff, you know?
Yeah. That's kind of how we work with each other here. Favours.
I'm joking, Danny. But we're going to have a word with him and see if we can hook you up for his night in Ibiza when you're there.
Oh, buzzing, really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Is that all right?
Yeah, of course it is. Thank you so much.
Right, now go and book everything else apart from Danny Howard.
All right, thank you.
Good to speak to you.
All right, then, thank you.
Don't disgrace us when you're there.
Yeah, please don't.
I'll try not to.
Love you, bye.
Bye. Scott
Mills. And we've got a new game for you today. We've been out on the streets asking all the important questions. Well, we've not been out for a while, have we? Well, I've been out, generally. I mean, I don't just stay in here, but I mean, on the show, we've not been out for a while.
Out. We're going out.
We're going out at 3:10 today.
Well, we're not going out tonight, I should point out.
No, we're really not.
We're very much in.
Another barbecue at yours tonight, is it?
Of course it is. But because of what I've said on the radio before, like, everyone's coming over now. So plan is just to open up the doors and just be like, right, come in, let's get involved, but please bring some meat.
Well, they're going to have to, because as you know, the meat shutters have been down once or twice now in the supermarket. People are just like stockpiling meat.
Blows my mind, this. It's a mixture of everyone buying meat for barbecues, but also that it gets so hot that the fridges don't work in supermarkets and therefore the curtains have to come down.
They do. And then there is no beef.
And then there's definitely
no
beef.
Or lamb, or anything.
Anyway, look, good news ahead of tonight. I've just seen that the England team, seen this video, right, of the England team kind of doing a last, training session.
Right.
And they all look really relaxed, and they're just
Are they doing keepy uppies?
No, they're lobbing around a rubber chicken. Mate, it's the weirdest thing. Like,
why?
They're just playing, they've got this rubber chicken, and they're sort of hitting each other with the rubber chicken, throwing it around, and playing a bit of catch with the rubber chicken. It seems to be one game where, who is that? It's like Dele Alli, he's got the rubber chicken, he just beats people up with it.
Is this happening right now?
Yeah, it's like in last hour or so, I think it is.
I'm really enjoying, and I think it's been said, I'm really enjoying the kind of relaxed approach to it, because it so far seems to be working for them. Do you know what I mean?
Well, totally. The attitude with this team, the way Southgate is managing it, his kindness, the whole setup around it is very positive.
I love him.
You love Southgate, do you?
Yeah, I wasn't. Aware. Like, I wasn't aware of him before, and apparently he missed a massive penalty in 96. Correct?
In the grey, well, famously the grey England shirt in 96. Yeah.
I'm getting to know all sorts.
Hey, Scott, it's just good being able to talk about football. I don't think it matters what team you support or anything. It's just amazing for me to be in a situation where I'm with Scott Mills talking about football.
Never happened.
Like this. Like, it's great. It's the future.
And you'll always remember when we turned up at that Young Farmers gig in Yorkshire at the weekend, you'll always remember as I was pouring you a drink, or as I'm pouring me a drink, I got my phone out, turned it sideways and propped it up against the water bottle and we watched
I never thought
Russia.
We'd do that together. I honestly never thought we'd do that
right.
together.
Football.
It's kind
it's
of...
brilliant. I like the rubber chicken, but could they do a bit more practice?
No need.
Okay.
It's all good.
I reckon
relaxed.
It's just stress relief, right?
Be relaxed. Rubber chicken.
Drake's been on.
What's up? This is Drake. Wishing England good luck. You know what time it is. Come on, England.
Molly King's still watching us, by the way.
Yeah, she's on work experience.
You right there?
I'm very good. Very
Can
good.
I get you anything at all? Tea? Coffee?
What?
I should be getting the teas
yes.
and coffees, really.
Yes, you should.
It's, all right, Chris.
It is quite odd just to have Molly sat next to me.
I know.
But I'm really enjoying it.
It's great. It's just been a very odd year and it's just wonderful how this has all come about.
Can we talk about how Drake says England, please?
Come on, England.
What is that? Oh, no, that's a song. Hang on. Oh, see, now Molly's watching me. I'm messing it all up.
It's my fault, though.
She's like, oh, can I come in? You're good at doing
Your
all the buttons.
Fat fingers keep right, slipping over
fat
there.
Fingers again. Lost weight everywhere except weird. My fingers. So annoying.
Come on, England.
I think he's trying to be... I think he's trying to do, like, a Cockney voice, like, or try and be a bit hard.
Maybe he's, yeah.
You know, like,
Danny Dyer.
Come on, England.
That's out of old iron, even had a biscuit. Come on, England.
Yeah. Yes.
yep, there's some pears. I think that maybe is how he thinks we all speak, even in Scotland and Wales, but particularly in England. Or maybe he just doesn't know how to say it because he doesn't know what it is.
Come on, England. Scott
Mills. I've seen this text from someone just says, Drake Van Dyke.
Off of Mary Poppins.
So true. Yeah.
Come on, England.
Oh, hi, England.
Hello, my lady. Yeah. Life hates me today.
Why?
Right, those revolving doors downstairs at the BBC are trying to kill me.
Don't.
They are trying to kill me, I'm telling you.
Don't. I'm so close to getting to the point where if those doors stop again, I'm going to go through them.
So what happens is you put your pass up against them, and your BBC pass or whatever, and I would say 8 out of 10 times you get through fine. The door just revolves, maybe less. But then sometimes it goes boom, and just jolts and traps you in there,
yep.
and you can't get out, and it goes beep, beep,
oh, it's
beep,
so
and
embarrassing.
Everyone looks at you like you're an absolute salad.
Everyone hates you, everyone tuts, and because it's just by the news area as well, there's lots of newsy people that, I hate it.
But what is making it stop? Because it does it a lot, like... The pass is the same.
Do you know what it is? It's like the lottery. You know where the machine actually works and so, like, you press the big red button and then someone reaches around the back of Guinevere or whatever it is.
I used to present it,
and presses the little button there, right? That's what's happening in revolving doors. I think security on there are having a bit of fun with it. And what they do is if they don't like you, they press a button and it just sort of slams around again. They're like the gatekeepers.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon there's someone pushing a button and be like, right, him.
Yeah.
Let's him.
Everyone watch.
And
here comes Scott Mills.
The door goes, and then beep, beep.
Hate it.
Just get it fixed. Serious.
Or do away with revolving doors. What's
also,
the point?
Never wearing black shorts to work again while Molly King's here.
Why?
There's a really suspicious stain on them.
Oh, no.
And it won't come off.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I think toothpaste.
But good. Let's draw attention to that then.
Right.
Brilliant.
You know, like when you put water on it, I've got a water bottle here. I'm literally like spooning it on there. It's not
it's
happening.
Fine. It's fine.
Oh, someone else that Drake could be. Come on, England.
Come on, England.
Remember this bit in Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
You sound like you're from London.
Yeah, that's him.
It's him.
Come on, England.
You sound like you're from London.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I've got something very special today, guys. I've got a special guest.
For what? This?
For Bangers, yeah. Yeah, and I know what the rules are, and I've been in trouble for this before, where I've got people, where I've promised people on a night out and said, oh yeah, I'll get you on Bangers, and I've got them on. We've dealt with this in the past.
You do this a lot. Is this another one of those?
Yeah, I was, not really. I just thought it'd be wicked to get this person on. Weirdly, I'm friends with the guy who's going to be doing the commentary for the England game tonight, right?
Are you?
The voice that is going to be going out to millions and millions of people and I thought I'd get him on for bangers today. Up for it, everyone? Yes, we are. This is Clive Tilsley, live from Moscow.
Hello, Clive.
Scott, I don't know this man.
An honour. How are you?
I'm focused. I think it's fair to say this broadcast tonight has got my attention.
Yeah, I mean, no pressure.
Listen, we all know who's to blame if England lose tonight.
And it's not you. Don't put that on yourself.
Listen, Clive, it's fine. It's going to be upwards of 30 million people watching the game tonight.
Oh, that would stress me out. Sorry, Clive.
How does it work, Clive? Do you have to, like, prepare the... Because this could be legendary. This could be the stuff that people talk about for centuries. Do you have to prepare what you're going to talk about tonight? You know, those famous one-liners, or do they just happen?
No, you just need the material to work with. Like anybody in our business, if England play well and win the game, the words will follow. The challenge, if there is such a thing, is balancing the level of hype and hysteria that this tournament is bringing, along with an awful lot of uplifted smiles in the UK. I mean, it's a great pride. But at the same time, I've got to try to be accurate, and I've got to try to be objective in terms of presenting a sporting event. And it's a difficult... It's a question of whether I say, come on, England, at any stage, which normally I wouldn't do in a game, but tonight I might just do.
OK, I'm not wanting to jinx this, but if we win, will you lose your mind on television tonight?
I think the good news is that whatever happens, nobody will listen to me if we win. Not a single word that I say will be heard. So I can lose my mind. Commentators are pretty boring individuals. You know, we all wear anoraks and we all know lots of statistics. So I'll be the one person who's still sat down in the stadium trying to come to terms with the significance of the event and give you some suitable facts on our record against France. The rest of you can certainly lose your mind. I'll keep the national mind in place while you all go crazy. So you carry on.
Wow, this is so amazing cool. To be talking to you.
So cool.
Right, so Clive, good luck for tonight. Not that you need it because you're a pro, but we do this thing on our show called Bangers, and obviously Chris has invited you along today. So this is the song that I'd like to offer up because we both choose one and then the caller, which is you, gets to choose, OK?
OK.
And... just to add to this, Clive, not to add to your workload today, I think when you make your decision, you should do full Clive Tilsley excitement for the decision as well.
It costs extra, but I'm prepared to do it.
Right.
OK, yes, here we go. Probably will cost us. OK, right, here's my choice. This is a football song that I made with 5 Seconds of Summer, popular band... 4 years ago. It's called Hearts Upon Our Sleeve and it's an underrated World Cup anthem. Listen to the crowd, Clive.
Didn't go very well 4 years ago, did it?
The listeners quite liked it at the time. Obviously, they're a massive band. The trouble is that there is a rap in the middle of it done by me, Shearer style. Sorry.
Sheeran or Shearer?
No, John Barnes, I meant. And, sorry.
He made a mistake.
Yeah.
And, I made that mistake all the time, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, so I've chosen the version with the rap cut out because it's terrible, okay? So that's my choice.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Well, I heard about Scott's plan to have Hearts Upon Our Sleeve as his banger choice and decided that... what I would do is I would also offer up Hearts Upon Our Sleeve, but I would include Scott's rap with it as well.
They think it's all over. It is now. Oh, no.
Because for me, it doesn't feel right not having the rap on it, however dreadful it is.
Please, Clive, choose me.
So, Clive,
I can't bear to listen to it.
You should choose me, but my version will include Scott's dreadful rap.
Is this decision time?
It is decision time,
Clive.
There are seconds remaining before Clive Tilsley announces his decision to the nation. And the referee's looking at his watch, and he's going Scott. He didn't like the rap. He wasn't having that rap at all. It was a bad rap, so he's going Scott.
So you're going for me?
I'm going for the no rap. You
yes.
didn't get the rap.
I hate the rap, and I never want to hear it again. Thank you so much, Clive.
Incredible scenes at BBC Radio 1. As Scott Mills and 5 Seconds of Summer have made a football song. It's 5 Seconds of Summer and Scott Mills 1, everyone else 0.
Hey, I'm Riyadh.
And I'm Alex.
We've got a brand new podcast for you.
But I'm not sure what we can actually say without getting fired.
Unexpected Fluids.
Well, what we can say is that it's quite literally the warts and all of what really happens between the sheets, in the shower, yeah. maybe in the shed.
Embarrassing stories of sex gone sideways. We're not here to judge.
It was like Niagara Falls.
Oh! I had to wipe my nose with a pair of his burgundy rifles.
One. It's available now from the BBC iPlayer radio app.
And from wherever you found this podcast.
I just don't understand why that didn't do the same business as Three Lions, Vindaloo.
Oh, yeah.
Vindaloo.
Hole again.
Hole again. World in motion. What's going on with the world? That should have stuck. It's like Christmas songs. Like when we made that Christmas song.
Yeah.
Why wasn't that a massive
actually,
thing?
Actually, the Christmas one I agree with. Yeah.
That's a good song.
Mm, yeah. It's a bit musical in places, isn't it?
That's at least an
it's
old...
a generic football anthem.
You don't like it, not, do you?
No, well, actually, no, I think the song is great. I actually think the song is great.
You think the words are rubbish?
Because the words on... like when you, yeah, but you're not...
The words on Vindaloo aren't okay, rubbish, are they?
Here's the thing. Would we all take Vindaloo as seriously if you were the guy in the front at the video? Do you know what I mean? Like leading everyone through the streets.
Could I introduce you, please, to a lump of cheddar cheese.
Yeah,
rubbish.
What I'm saying is, it's like if you were leading the crowds through the streets, yeah. I don't think Vindaloo would have the same effect. Maybe Hearts Upon a Sleeve would do better
I don't understand
if
why...
you weren't fronting it. I know that's horrible to hear. And we've chopped the rap out of that one.
I'm not in that version. Nothing to do with it. That just sounds like...
No, but it's
like
your name, isn't it?
Right. Well, take my name out of it. But that sounds like an average album track from 5 Seconds of Summer's first album.
Yes, maybe if we had someone at the front of it that was more convincing as a football fan, I'm saying that would work. Now, look, I know that sounds harsh. And then this is the problem. Now there's going to be arguments and beef, and I'll get told to get back in my box.
Yeah. I've taken me out of it. There we are. So you've got the result you wanted.
Fine, it's a good song. Also, wicked to speak to Clive Tilsley ahead of tonight.
I know,
how
amazing,
nervous right? must you be?
I've bought my England shirt.
Oh, bless him, he's got the England shirt. Now, I'm not sure you should wear
washed
that.
It. Why?
So, Molly's here as well. Molly, can I show you? So, you know, with an England shirt.
Molly King's sitting in on the show and watching today.
You know, you have three lions on the shirt, in most traditional. Scott has got this off a man
on London's busy Oxford Street.
Oh, no, Scott.
Where have the lions
gone?
Where
are the lions?
Well, there are no lions.
Oh, no, this is the wrong shirt. This is a gym top.
Oh.
Here's the other red shirt. Sorry, I was like, where's the lions gone? But they're gone. There they are.
There you go.
Three lines. It's not
three
lions.
Lines.
Oh, no. It's just three lines. England, England, England. In the badge.
So bad.
In the badge there.
So there we go. So he's ready to go.
When do we start wearing them? Soon?
Put it on now.
Right. Scott Mills.
In all the excitement, completely forgotten to do Bumbleo today. So I'm sorry it's late. Some people are like, where is it? So let us know if you're Bumbleoing. You'll notice a certain theme running throughout it today. 81199. Come on, everyone.
Amor de compraventa. Amor del pasado.
Extra big today, please. And we start with Fabian Delph.
My wife's an absolute machine. She's great. She's strong mentally, physically.
Machine. Over to Five Live.
Now, a floater for Van Persie. Van Persie brings it down. He's got a defender up his backside.
Classic.
Come on, England.
Go on, Drake.
Come on, Drake.
Come on, England.
You sound like you're from London.
Mary Berry.
We were so proud of you last week, and you're going to win, and we're all behind you. Good luck.
Go on, Mary.
Go on.
I'm doing a cake.
I'm doing a cake. I'm baking a flan.
Good news, Jamie, from our show.
Yeah. And then did the week improve from there, Jamie?
Yes. He's coming home. Yes! How good was that?
Back to Five Live. It's PSG versus Man City.
Yeah, they're not hurting, but it's not in their nature. And I think they pressed on them. And Paris, as I said before the show, Mark, Paris don't get many teams who'll come in your face high up the field.
Okay.
Right, I've got a sneaky gap request.
Okay, go on.
5 seconds of summer till the end of the game. The joy, the heartache, the tension, the pain. The striker shoots, there's a roar from the crowd. They think it's all over. It is now.
Lol.
Thanks for that.
Rubbish.
Shut up. England, Lithuania, ITV Football.
It's a very satisfying evening for us.
But you have had a blow tonight, Danny Welbeck.
From the Hurricane walking stick advert.
It gives me more stability.
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 I could do that all day.
It gives me more stability.
It gives me more stability.
Big old gap today.
Yeah. Chris's reaction to the England win. When he almost broke his foot there. And how could we forget?
Everything! Everything! We love you, boys. We love you.
Buy a shirt.
Yes!
Come on, England.
Halfway through the week, people, let's have it.
This bumbleo could be everything.
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 Why is it always without a shirt? Does anyone know?
I don't know. It's just his thing, isn't it?
Right. Five-star gap today. Says Stephen trucking in Suffolk. It's coming home.
Josh the postie jamming right now. Happy bumbleo.
George bumbleing his stability off in North Wales.
Loads of tractor people on right now. Hello to Rory, bumbleing hard in the tractor.
It gives me more stability.
Yes.
Okay, Tracy in Colchester's on. She says,
come on, England.
Nath from Portsmouth, bumbleing his panel fences off. What? Hattie Kaiser and Aidan bumbleing in the car on the way to Latitude.
Ben Richardson from Luton bumbleing push-fitting pipes together. He described himself as a push-fit specialist. Yes, boys.
Yeah. Alex and Stoke says, best gap ever. Ryan in Glasgow not bothered about the football at all. Sean delivering wine in Oxford, bumbleing his Pinot Grigio off. Tom combining in Devon. That's combining, not combining.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
James, Joe and Jack and Nick from North Wales, bumbleing in Northumberland, home tomorrow after 10 days of working away, then one more week, and it's Ibiza for a week with the lads. They say, come on, England.
Come on, England.
Just like Drake.
Josh in York bumbleing his car parts off.
Martin bumbleing while driving to Tesco. Matt, Josh and Luke bumbleing on their new decking. And Bobby and Jake in Doncaster bumbleing their fences off.
See that?
It gives me more stability.
Blazing!
Okay, so we have a situation where we used to go out onto a road which seemed to have more stupid people on it than any other in London and was called Stupid Street. We've been to the very same street today. That's right, it's still there. To ask people the killer question. This is a new game. These aren't particularly stupid people, actually. Well, no, they're not at all. But we sent James, who is hilarious, by the way, who works on the show.
Yeah, he's a hidden gem.
He's brilliant. We need to use him more.
Yes.
We sent him out and just asked random people the question, did you do bits last night, you know, off of Love Island? Thanks to Tom for offering that information, by the way, on text. I did bits last night. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Let's start with you. Scott, did you do bits last night?
No.
No?
No, did you?
No, I didn't do bits last night.
Well, it's okay.
No, I actually did. No, I didn't.
Okay.
No.
Really, just think about it.
Well, you're never sure what
Nicola,
can land you in trouble here.
Did you do any bits?
No, no bits.
Mark?
No, being honest?
None.
The thing is, I don't know if, like...
None of us are getting any.
Larry! I don't know...
None of us are getting any.
Hey, listen, I don't believe that everyone in this room has been truthful, but I believe that on Stupid Street they will be.
Okay, all right, so he kind of... butters them up with a couple of questions beforehand and then just goes straight in.
But also,
with
when people stop you on the street, normally they're after details and maybe you'd sign up with a bit of money. You're never expecting this question, are you?
No. So I basically asked them if they've had hanks last night. Okay. Yeah, it's an awkward one. You've got to kind of just come out with it, really, haven't you? All right, so let's meet our first person. You've got to guess along with us as well. So let us know what you think when you hear their voices, right? So we'll hear like their occupation, their name and their age. Remember, we can't see them, so we're totally judging them on what they tell us beforehand. Let us know when you hear these people, if you think they did bits last night, and why as well, on 81199. First person?
Hello, what's your name?
Natalie.
And where are you from, Natalie?
I'm from South London.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm in sales and marketing.
And did you do bits last night?
And did you do bits last night?
So good.
Okay, then, Natalie.
Natalie is from South London, but she's in sales and marketing.
Sales and marketing.
That's a hard job, and they're always tired, mark my words.
Always busy, yes. But then, Scott, I sort of remember you telling me that didn't you DJ, I think it was last Christmas, a sort of gig for a sort of sales and marketing thing, and you said it was sort of fairly...
Oh, they were all at it, yeah, yeah, that's true,
yeah,
actually.
Well, yeah, you put that well.
Recent Swansea says no bits.
No bits.
Definitely Ruben says she's a South London girl, bits.
Most people are saying didn't do bits from okay. What I can see coming in so far here.
All right, so we think...
I think let's do this as a group decision, everyone.
I think no bits as well.
No bits.
Natalie?
And did you do bits last night?
Oh, last night, no.
Oh, but with that laugh, it might suggest otherwise.
What a laugh.
That's a great laugh.
And did you do bits last night?
Oh, last night, no.
Amazing laugh. Go on, Natalie.
Contestant number two?
Yes, contestant number two. Let's meet this person. Did they do bits? Let us know.
Hello, what's your name?
My name's Jojo.
And Jojo, how old are you?
I'm 21.
What would you say your go-to seduction song is?
Red, Red Wine.
Did you do bits last night?
Oh.
Right, well, based purely on his music choice, I hope not.
Yeah, I don't like to imagine that with Red, Red Wine
zero.
In the background. Yeah.
Red, Red Wine, he's 21.
But that's the thing, even if you were in a situation where you're about to do bits, the second I heard Red, Red Wine, I'll be off.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, good.
Do you know what I mean? If that started, just wait there 1 second, let me just go get something.
Red, and, Red
and
Wine.
You're waiting. And then you hear that,
oh,
yeah.
Bye.
Not for me, please. Whoop. No deal.
No deal. Thank you very much. I'll be off. All right. So Jojo's 21. His seduction song, is Red, Red Wine. Did he do bits?
Loads of messages coming in. Yeah, man did bits.
Yeah. Ash and Caerphilly, Def did bits last night.
Aaron South Wales, bits.
He'll say he did bits, but didn't really, says Chris off of Barnsley. Okay, let's find out. Jojo?
Did you do bits last night?
I do bits most nights.
Oh, yeah. I, as Christopher Barnsley said, I think.
Yeah.
Said he does. Props doesn't. Okay. One more. Let's meet this person.
What's your name?
Keith.
And Keith, how old are you?
73.
What would you say your ideal Saturday night is?
Being with my family.
And Keith, did you do bits last night?
Go on, Keith. Go on, Keith.
Oh, I love this game. Right, so Keith, he's 73, loves his family, but did you do bits last night?
But Keith, did you do bits last night?
I think James is so good at this. Right, let us know what you think about Keith. I'm going to play my tune of the week, which is Boston Bun, Spread Love, Paddington. And then we'll all make a collective decision on whether Keith got bits.
Scott Mills.
So here's Keith, who we met.
What's your name?
Keith.
And Keith, how old are you?
73.
What would you say your ideal Saturday night is?
Being with my family.
And Keith. Did you do bits last night?
I love that. And Keith.
And Keith. Did you do bits last night?
Someone says, Keith sounds like he's got a big family. You don't get that without doing bits.
Yeah, Philip says Keith has done bits last night. If he has, it's definitely coming home. Hashtag come on, Keith.
Keith has done bits because it gives him more
stability.
Let's see if he did.
Did you do bits last night?
No.
Oh, after Keith. All that, Keith. Oh, Keith, I was really hoping for the bits being done there.
Scott Mills.
This is BBC Radio 1. Imagine when even your goosebumps get goosebumps. That's how Mark is feeling. People are starting to do that weird thing with place names again. Bring it, says Elliot in Ponte Carlo. That's Pontefract.
It's 3 hours to go.
Chelsea from Cornwall is working while the game is on tonight, but the playlist is getting her through, giving her a slight hope that it might be coming home. We are back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.